It's a tremendous chus that we have today to be learning Torah on this Lag BaOmer. As we celebrate the yahrzeit of Rav Shimon bar Yochai, as well as the yahrzeit of the Ramah, Rav Moshe Isserles, the source of almost all of our practices of Ashkenazic Jewry, there is much nigla and nistar lore associated with this day, maybe connected to the two aforementioned personalities of Rav Shimon bar Yochai and the Ramah. It represents our two-thirds mark on our march towards our own personal and communal Kabbalah Satorah. It's also a special day for many of us, as been mentioned, and really for all of us. It's a day, it's really a weekend, whenever the Siyumim have been made, a celebration of Torah for thousands and thousands of Jews throughout the world who study the same page, the same daf, in Mr. Masechta every day together. These myriads have completed Seder Moed, and it's a simcha for them. But as the Vilna Gaon tells us, it's not only a simcha for those who learn, but those who also take part in the siyum of the learning. The Gra notes that the word siyum, samach yud vav mem, are the only four letters of the Aleph Beis that if you spell them out, the nigla and the nistar are equal in gematria. Samach yud vav mem, samach. Spell it out. Samach mem chaf. Samach is 60. Mem chaf is 60. Yud. Yud vav dalet. Yud is 10 and vav and dalet is 10. Vav is vav vav and mem mem mem. So both the nigla, those who learn the actual learning themselves, along with the nistar, those who do not take part in the learning, but are taking part in the siyum, have the same simcha at a siyum, and that is why one is able to take part in the siyum on Erev Pesach, during the 9 days, etc. So as some of us celebrate the actual learning, really all of us are celebrating the learning as the Gra teaches us. But as we know, the real simcha is not the finishing, but the starting afresh, the starting anew. We're already on Daf Gimel and Masechta Yevamos. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik writes that in Europe, the real covet on Simchas Torah was the Chasen Breishis, not the Chasen Torah. Chasen Breishis was the greatest covet because that represented starting again and not the Chasen Torah that mentioned finishing. There is no better way to celebrate Talmud Torah, a siyum on Talmud Torah, than actual Talmud Torah. And not only actual Talmud Torah, but a shiur around the topic regarding one aspect of Talmud Torah. And that's what hopefully we'll talk about today. And at the end, Ezes Hashem, this will go right into the siyum on Seder Moed. The Rambam tells us in Hilchas Talmud Torah, in source number one, Kalishmi Yisrael Chayev B'Talmud Torah. Bein Ani, Bein Ashir, every single man is Chayev in Talmud Torah, whether he is poor, whether he is rich. Bein Shalim B'Gufo, Bein Bal Yisurin, whether he is healthy, whether he has difficulty, he's not in full health. Bein Bacher, Bein Shaya Zakein, whether he's old, whether he's young. Shatashas Kochol, Afilu Ani, Amisparnis Ben Atztaka. Every single person, every Jewish man is Chayiv in Talmud Torah. Chayiv l'kvolo zman l'Talmud Torah. The Rambam continues, Bayom u'balayla. Every day and every night of our life, we have an obligation to set aside time for Torah. Shene'emar, as the Pasuk says, V'hagisa bo yomam v'alayla. And you shall sweat and toil in Talmud Torah. The Rambam continues and says, Gedolei Chachmei Yisrael, the greatest rabbis in the Gemara, the Amoraim, Hayu Mehem Chotvei Eitzim U'en Shovei Mayim, they were wood shoppers, they were water carriers, not an easy profession. Imagine schlepping up pails all day from the bottom of the river, schlepping them up to the top of the mountain all day, backbreaking work, and coming home, and all one wants to do is to relax a little bit. V'afal Pikin Hayu Oskin B'li Mitar B'yom HaBalayla. And yet, our greatest rabbis, no matter what profession they were in, what state of life they were in, they were osik in Talmud Torah. V'hei mechla ma'atikei ha'shmua, ishmi pi Moshe Rabbeinu. These are the leaders of our generation that transmit the Torah throughout the generations. The Mishnah, though, in Maseches Peah, which we say every morning, tells us something about the quantity of Talmud Torah that we are all obligated in. We know we all have to learn. How much do we have to learn? Says the Mishnah, we said it this morning, Elu Dvarim, source number two, She'ein Lahem Shiur. There are some mitzvos that do not have any amount. Ha-peya, v'ha-bikurim, peya, leading off the corner of my field, bikurim, the first fruits, v'ha-rayon, bringing the karbanos, anyantif, the gemilas chasadim, last one, the Talmud Torah. The Mishnah tells us that Talmud Torah does not have a shiur. So when we think about it, how much do we have to learn? setting aside time for Torah, always being involved in Torah, being osik in Torah in our lives, conceptually and halachically lamaisa. How should we view this chiyuv of Talmud Torah? How pervasive is it as we live our lives? And this is a very important question to know the answer to. After all, we all are familiar with the questions that we're going to be asked after 120 years. Gemara and Masechta Shabbos in the next source. That one of the six questions, question number two, not too far along the list, is related to this issue. Says the Gemara in Shabbos, on the third line, in source number three, Amar Rava, B'shar Shemachnis and Adam Ladin, when a person is brought to judgment, Achamei V'esrim Omrim Lo, it is said to him, Nasata V'natata Be'amuna, did I deal honestly in my business? Kavata Itim LaTorah, did you set aside time for Torah? And the questions continue, Asakta B'Piri V'Rivya, did you build a family? Tzipisili Yeshua, did you hope for the redemption? Popazo B'Chachma, etc. So this is a very serious question that we should try to know the answer to, how pervasive and how we're supposed to understand our Chiv of Talmud Torah, in that this is one of the questions that we're going to be asked. And there's another Vilna Gaon that's appropriate here. The Vilna Gaon has an amazing interpretation of this Gemara, where he says, learning is not just one of the questions that we are going to be asked, but really all six questions. How is that? Says the Gemara, look back two lines in the Gemara. Amar Reish Lakish, first line of source number three. Mai dechsiv v'haya emunas itecha chosin yeshuas chachmas vadas. Pasuk in Yeshayahu, what is this pasuk referring to? Says the Gemara, every word of this pasuk is referring to another seder of learning, of Mishnayos. Emunas zeh seder zra'im. Emuna symbolizes zra'im. As a farmer has to have emuna for things to grow, emuna is seder zra'im. Itecha, time, zeh seder moed. That refers to Seder Moed, all about the times of the year. Chosen is a Seder Nashim. Protection is Seder Nashim, as a husband protects the wife. Yeshuos, salvation, is a Seder Nezikin. Nezikin, where one is saved from the damages of the other. Chachma Kadshim Das Taharis. Says the Gra, isn't it interesting that the Gemara has one line where the six Sedarim are alluded to in a verse in the Navi, and the very next line in the Gemara, there are six questions that we are asked. There is no linkage between these two in the Gemara. Yet the Gra says, if we focus closely on the words, maybe there's a deeper level of interpretation that these questions are referring to. Again, I think he will agree that the pashtus is as we translated it before. Did you deal honestly in business? Did you build a family? And yet the Gra says, now let's read the questions with a finer magnifying glass. Nasata v'natata be'emuna, says the Gra. Look at the previous line. Emuna zeseder zraim. That question is really saying, were you osik in Seder Zra'im? Number two, the Seder Moed, Kavata Itim LaTorah, Itecha Zeh Seder Moed, Asakta B'Piriya V'Rivya, building a family, Zu Seder Nashim, connected. Number four, Tzipisali Yeshua, Yeshua Zeh Seder Nezikin, and it continues, says the Gra. Really, all six questions could be interpreted on a deeper level regarding Talmud Torah. So again, we get back to our basic question. How is it that we are supposed to understand conceptually and halachically l'maisa our chiyuv of learning? How pervasive is it in our life? And let us see what messages we could gain and glean from this sugya. What does the Gemara say about this? Let's first see a few Gemaras and then a few Rishonim. And then finally, the crux of the Shia will be two ways of understanding by the great Achronim. So let's first see a few Gemaras. Says the Gemara in Maseches Menachos, source number four. Midvarav shel Rav Yossi Nilmod. From the words of Rav Yossi we learn, a Rav Yossi which I didn't give you, which is related to an earlier piece, Afilu lo shana adam ela perek echad shachris uperek echad arvis. Even if one only studies one paragraph every morning and one paragraph every night, kiyei mitzvahs lo yamish sefer haTorah zemi picha. He has fulfilled the chiyuv, the obligation of Torah shall never leave your mouth. Pasuk in Sefer Yehoshua. Am Rav Yochanan Rav Shimon bar Yochai, continuing in this path, Rav Shimon bar Yochai, again, special schlus of learning his Torah today. Afilu lo kara adam ela kriya shma shachris va'arvis. Not just any perek, even just saying Shema, which we know is a separate mitzvah saseh, saying Kriya Shema in the morning and at night, just saying one parsha of Shema, Ki Emo Yamish. That's enough. That's enough for the Chiv of Talmud Torah. The Gemara adds, V'davar zeh asr la'omro b'fnei amei ha'aretz. The Gemara then adds, V'rabba avar mitzvah la'omro b'fnei amei ha'aretz. To show that it's not so difficult. You can even learn it. Anybody. Okay, we're not going to focus on those last two lines right now. Either way, so what does this Gemara seem to say? There is a minimal requirement of Talmud Torah. One perek. Just Kriya Shema, that's it. Very minimalist approach to Rachiv of Talmud Torah, considering the pashtus, the simple understanding of the words, the Hagisa bo yomam balayla, lo yomash sefer ha-Torah hazeh mipicha. And yet the Gemara in Menachos tells us, very minimal requirements. There though has to be something deeper here. Because this same Rav Shimon bar Yochai, who tells us in Maseches Menachos, just Kriya Shema and your Yotzei, says something very different in Maseches Brachos. Gemara in Brachos on Daf Lamed Hei. Rav Chanina bar Papa Rami. Rav Chanina bar Papa asked the following contradiction. Ksiv, the Pasuk says in Hosea, V'lakachti d'gani b'ito, V'ksiv yasata d'ganecha. Two psukim, one seems to say that we will spend our time gathering the wheat, and the other pasuk seemed to say, no, we won't be spending time doing it. Lo kasha, says the Gemara, it depends. Kan bizman she Yisrael osin risono shomakom. Kan bizman she ein Yisrael osin risono shomakom. At a time when we follow God's ways, God's mitzvos, the work will be done for us, which we'll expand upon in a minute. And yet, at times when we don't do Hashem's ways, ein osin risono shomakom, so then we'll have to gather it ourselves. And the Gemara expands on this as follows. Tana Rabbanan, let's continue. The Asafta Deganecha, we say in Shema every day, you shall gather your grains, Matam Lomar. What is that teaching me? Lefi Shenema Lo Yomish Sefer HaTorah Zemipicha, since it says, the Torah shall never leave your mouth, you shall spend Yomam Balayla 24-7 learning, Yachol Dvar Kichsavan, I might think that this should be taken literally, there should be no other pursuits. Tamalomar v'yasavta d'ganecha. No, that's why it says v'yasavta d'ganecha in Shema. Hanheg bahem minhag derech eretz. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael says, no, the Torah gives an outlet, gives an allowance that there is lo yamish, but there's also v'yasavta d'ganecha. Rav Shimon bar Yochai Omer, Rav Shimon bar Yochai says, no, it's not an automatic allowance that one has to be involved in their parnasa. Efshar, the same Rav Shimon bar Yochai that just said in Menachos, Kriya Shema is enough. Now look, let's see what he says. Efshar Adam Chorish B'Shas Harisha. Is it possible that a person could plow at the time of plowing? V'Zoreya B'Shas Zeriya. And plant at the time of planting. V'Kotzer B'Shas Ketzira. Right, these are the first few of the Lamed Tes Malachos. Reminds us. Kotzer B'Shas Ketzira. Cutting at the time of reaping. V'Dash B'Shas Disha. Threshing at the time of threshing. V'Zoreya B'Shas Aruach. And winnowing, when it's windy, if one is always involved in whatever season it's up to, Torah matahe aleha. So who's going to be osik at Talmud Torah? That can't be what, v'yasata d'ganecha can't be a wide-ranging allowance, says Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Ella, what's the real pshat? Bizman she Yisrael osin ritzono shel makom, melachta nasas al yedei acherim. When B'nai Yisrael are osik in Torah, so that's not v'yasata d'ganecha. V'yasata d'ganecha is a bidi eved. It's only when there is a need for it. But when B'nai Yisrael are following the word of Hashem, then their work will be done by others. Shene'emar, v'yamdu zarim, strangers will stand up, u'ra'ut sonachem, and they'll take care of your sheep. Don't worry about it. But, says Rav Shimon bar Yochai, u'bizman she'ein Yisrael otzim rishono shel makom, melach denasis al yedei atzman. When B'nai Yisrael are not following the path of Hashem, then their malacha is done by themselves. So if we step back and think about it, we still don't really have a clear answer to our question. How are we supposed to view the chiyuv of Talmud Torah? Is it a more limited one, as the Gemara in Menachos says, one parsha, one just Kriya Shema, or is it something more expansive? And that is what the Gemara in Brachos says, or Shur Bar Yochai says, if we're Chorish B'Shas Harisha, Zoreya B'Shas Zeriya, so Torah Matahe Aleha. It has to be a pervasive Chiyuv. So how exactly are we supposed to understand this Chiyuv? Most Rishonim, and again, we'll see this is going to lead into the larger approaches of the Achronim, Most Rishonim obviously say what our instinctual reaction would be, and that is, don't take the Gemara in Menachos so literally. It can't be just Kriya Shema. It can't be just one Parsha. Our instinct tells us that, but the Rishonim say it explicitly. The Gemara Nedarim on Daf Ches has this statement as well, and we'll see how the words of the Ran interpret this Gemara. The Gemara says, on the second line in source number 6, Amar of Gidol Amarav, Ha'omer Ashkim Be'eshne Perek Zeh. Somebody wakes up in the morning and says, I promise, I make a shvua to learn Mesechta Yavamis. I make a shvua to learn a certain type of limud. Eshne Mesechta Zu, Nader Gadol Neder L'Elokei Yisrael. It's a beautiful neder. It has an effect in halacha, and now the person has to learn whatever he promised to learn. Asks the Gemara, we know there's a principle that one shvua cannot take effect if there's already another shvua in place. V'halo mushba v'omedu. We already are under oath. We all took an oath at Har Sinai that we're all going to dedicate our lives to Torah. So how could you make another oath? I'm going to learn. Of course you have to learn it. Every Jew has to learn everything. So how could the second shvua be effective if we already all took a shvua at Har Sinai? V'ein shvua chala al shvua. So how is it possible for the second shvua to have an effect? Answers the Gemara, we'll skip a few words. Hakamash malan, where it's underlined. Kivan di'ipai pater nafshe. B'kriyash mashachris va'arvis. Mishum haki chal shvua alei. No, all you have to learn is kriyashma. Just one parsha. That's all you have to do. Simple reading of the Gemara. Minimal chiyuv of Talmud Torah. You want to learn a whole mesechta? You want to dedicate your life to something deeper? We never took a shvua like that. The pashas of this Gemara, very minimal requirement. Says the Ran, it can't be. Rabbeinu Nisim, it can't be that. That's the understanding of the Gemara. Says the Ran, Mistavrali, source number 7. Delav dafka de bahachi miftar. It can't be that our chiyuv of Talmud Torah could be fulfilled by one parsha on a lechatchila level. Shahari chayev kol adam lo motamid b'yom v'alayla kivi kocho. We have to dedicate our lives. We have to sweat. We have to persevere. We have to be moser nefesh for Torah. V'yamrinim b'verakama di kiddushin. And it says in the Gemara, the first in kiddushin, tana rabbanim v'shinatam shiyudivrei Torah mechudadim b'ficha. It has to be sharp in our mouths. Somebody asks us a question, we have to be able to do our best to try to know the answer, to be able to give them a clear and precise answer. So you can't be Yotzi with Kriya Shema, so what's the Gemara talking about? The second Shvua, I'm going to take an oath to learn this, it can be Chal. Why can it be Chal? What does the Gemara mean? One Parsha of Kriya Shema. So says the Ran, no, the Gemara is telling you a certain detail regarding Hilchus Shvuas. That's all the Gemara is saying. What do we mean? Let me remind you, says the Ran, of my chiddush that I wrote elsewhere. Anything that is not explicit in the Torah, even if it is biblical, for Hilchus Shvua, you can make another Shvua on it. Of course, says the Ran, learning is all pervasive. Of course, Hagisa b'yom v'alayla should be taken literally. What does this Gemara mean? It just means that your oath that you took to learn a certain mesechta can be chal, can be effective, because your previous oath is not explicit in the Torah. That's all the Gemara means. Kivan delesa mefurish b'kra behedya shvua chal alav. Because it's not explicitly in the Torah, shvua can be chal on it. The hachanami hacha hacha ka'amrina. This is what the Gemara means. Since I can fulfill what it says explicitly in the Torah with just Kriya Shema, that's why my Shvua can be Chal. But Chas V'Shalom, says the Ran, I should have any other understanding of this Gemara. And this approach is echoed in other Rishonim as well. Again, instinctively, what we would have said, both the Ritva, the Grand Rebbe of the Ran, and the next source, also says this on that Gemara in Nedarim, in source number 8. Pirish, ha da'amrinan, di'bi'ipai pater nafshe b'kriyash mashachris va'arvis. That which the Gemara says that you could exempt yourself with just kriyashma, v'nafik michoves v'hagisa b'yom v'alayla, and you could fulfill v'hagisa with just kriyashma. Ha'ina b'dilo efshar leitfei. That's only when you don't have any more time. It's efshar. That's the only time that this Gemara is talking about. Person mamish has no other time. He's being osik b'tzarchei rabin b'tzarchei prat. So then you can have this to fall back on. But conceptually, to say that this is the ideal, this is how the chiyuv should be understood, says the Ritva, that can't be. Last few words, halav haki lo miftar kidi'isa b'minachas. And this is how Rov of the Rishonim understands this chiyuv. The Rambam even notes, it's not explicit, but it's an interesting ha'ara. In the Sefer HaMitzvos, again, there's been doctoral theses written about the order of the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos. The Sefer HaChinuch is easy. Sefer HaChinuch goes by Parsha, and that's why the Sefer HaChinuch is so popular, because Al Seder Parsha, the Mitzvos, that's the structure. The Rambam has his own structure, though. And it's sometimes a mystery why the Rambam puts certain Mitzvos before and after other Mitzvos. So the Rambam in Mitzvah number 10 and 11, source number 10 and 11, actually, in our Makoros. Source number 10, the Rambam writes in Mitzvah Aseh Yud, Mitzvah Asiris Shetzivanu Likro Kriya Shema B'chol Yom Arvis V'Shachris. Mitzvah D'Oraisa to say Kriya Shema day and night. That's number 10. The very next Mitzvah, what did the Rambam put? Mitzvah Yud Aleph? Talmud Torah. Right after the Mitzvah of Kriya Shema, a separate Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. HaMitzvah Yud Aleph Shetzivanu Lilmod Chachmas HaTorah Ulalamda. The Rambam always puts teaching and learning together, topic of different shiur. V'zeu shenikra Talmud Torah v'hu amru v'shinantem levanecha. The Torah itself formulates the mitzvah of learning in terms of teaching. V'shinantem levanecha. So maybe it's as if the Rambam is telling you, don't think that Kriya Shema is enough. Mitzvah Yud Aleph, Mitzvah Yud is Kriya Shema. And the very next mitzvah is a separate mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Again, you might just say, the source for Talmud Torah is in Kriya Shema. That's why he puts it here. Can't build a shir around this ha'ara. But again, it's definitely food for thought that one might say, the fact that the Rambam puts it right afterwards, don't think that Kriya Shema suffices. Talmud Torah is its own mitzvah. And the Ramah, finally, Lahalacha, echoes this idea. And this will be the last point of this section. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam in the Shulchan Aruch in source number 12. Kalish b'Yisrael chayav b'Talmud Torah, bein ani, bein ashir. Every person is chayav in Talmud Torah, no matter who he is, no matter what situation they're in. Afilu, second line, balishu banim. Even if somebody has a large family, a lot of children, kanai nahara, that's not an excuse. He still has to set aside time for learning. Chayav l'kvol ozman l'Talmud Torah b'yom v'alayla. Shene'amar v'hagisa b'yom v'alayla. And then what's added? U'bishas hatzchak. At difficult times, like the Ritva said, like the Ran should be understood, afil lo kara rakriyash mashachas va'arvis lo yamushu mipicha karinan bey. Bidi yeved, you could rely on that. But if we take a step back for a moment now, let's think about what Rov Rishonim say. There are certain Gemaras that seem to say that there is a minimal requirement. Vagisa, one time by day, one time by night, and yet the Rishonim say we shouldn't understand Torah that way. Torah is all-encompassing, Torah is all-pervasive, Torah is something we should always be involved in. So then our hashkafic and halachic question is as follows, and this is the crux of the shir today, and that is, how should our chiyuv of Talmud Torah be looked at when we are involved in life? We're all involved in life. We all have to make a parnasa. Many of us are going to the parade afterwards. We do a lot of other things besides learning. What happens to the chiyuv of Talmud Torah when we are not actually learning? How are we supposed to view that chiyuv? It's so all-encompassing. It's so all-pervasive. But we eat and we drink and we have to spend time with our families and we spend time here and there. So what happens? How are we supposed to view the chiyuv if it's so all-encompassing and it's so all-pervasive? And we will see two general camps in the Achronim, how it's supposed to be viewed, with hashkafic messages from each of these camps. But first, the Gemara in Shabbos. A fascinating Gemara. Source number 14. The Gemara says, second line, fourth word, La'asid lavo yomer l'Kadosh Baruch Hu la'Avraham. In the days in the future, Hashem is going to turn to Avraham Avinu and say, Banecha chatuli. Avraham, your children have sinned. What should I do to them? And we think that Avraham's on our side, not in this Gemara. Amar Lafanov, Ribbono Shel Olam, Yimachu HaKadosh Shemecha. Hashem, they were Machalo, your name, they deserve to be punished. Yimachu HaKadosh Shemecha. Amar Hashem says to himself, Emer Leli Yaakov, I don't like that. Let me try Yaakov Avinu. Dahavi Leit Sar Gidol Banim, he had tremendous pain in bringing up his children. Efshar Debay Rachmi Alayhu. The more tzar gidol banim one has, the more love they have for their children, it seems, and the more they'll daven for rachmanis for them. So Hashem says, let me go ask Yaakov Avinu. Maybe he'll have an excuse. Amar le banecha chatu, amar lefanav, rabbona shel olam, yimachu ha-kedusha shemecha. Yaakov Avinu does not stand up for us. Finally, Amar, lo besabi time of lo bedarda ki etza, the grandfather didn't work, the grandson didn't work, there's only one av left, only three avos, let me try Yitzchak Avinu. Amar lo Yitzchak, middle of the fourth line, banecha chatu li, your children have sinned. Amar lefanav rabbona shel olam. Yitzchak says, first of all, banai velo banecha? What do you mean your children? They're your children too, God. What do you mean banai velo banecha? Bini b'chari Yisrael. So first of all, don't say banecha. It's our children. And number two, b'shar shikdim b'lefanecha nasa l'nishma. I'm sorry, the continuing number one. Karas elhem bini b'chari, achshav banai velo banecha? They're our children. Va'od. And then Yitzchak says, let's figure this out. Let's make a calculation. Kama chatu. What's the maximum that the Jewish people could have sinned, says Yitzchak. Let's do the math. Kama shnosav shal adam shivim shana. The average lifespan of a person, David HaMelech tells us, is 70 years. Dal esrin delo anash dalayu. The first 20 years were not subject to heavenly punishment, so those are gone. Wipe out those 20, so there's only 50 years left. The first 20 are finished, 50 years left. Dal esrin v'chamsha d'leilusa, 25 years, half their life they sleep. Right? So 25 years we're sleeping, half our life, so another 25 years gone. So Yitzchak says, the first 20 don't count, 25 years, half our life doesn't count either. So what do we have left? We have 25 years left. Dal tarti usrei palga, another half of the 25. Another 12 and a half have to be discounted as well. Why? Because that's when Klal Yisrael are involved in their physical needs and activities. Titsluye umeichal debeis akise, eating, bathroom, and davening time. Interesting Gemara, davening is a human need. But Yitzchak says, those don't count. So what's left? 12 and a half years? Pashalu tadizu yapalga? That's it? So Hashem, you take half and I'll take half and we'll work it out. Okay, how much did they sin? Imata sovelas kula mutav, if you take them all, fine. If not, let's split. And if not, I was okay myself on the Mizbeach. Yitzchak Avinu comes up in the clutch. But what do we see from this Gemara? The physical needs that we have are obviously we're not to blame for. Hashem understands, right? That was Yitzchak's Taina. We're not faulted for eating and drinking. Anything that we have to do, we have to make a parnasa. So we're not faulted for that. But our question is, what happens, though, to the Chiyuv of Talmud Torah then? Does it disappear? What happens? Hashem obviously understands. That's what we see from this Gemara. But what happens to the Chiyuv of Talmud Torah when we are osek in the rest of our life? So let's see two different ideas in the words of the Gdolei HaAchronim. First, the words, and just to introduce this part of the shiur, let's look at a question together of Tosfos and Maseches Brachos. Tosfos writes in Brachos in source number 15, the Im Tomar, Maishna Misuka Shetzarech Levarech Al Kol Suda V'Suda Leishe Basuka. Tosfos is bothered by a question that all the Rishonim ask, and that is, we usually have a rule that if I have a hefsek, if I have a break in a mitzvah that I am doing, when I come back to the mitzvah, I must repeat the bracha. I sit in a sukkah for breakfast, I make a leishei basukkah. I go out for 2 hours, I come back, I make a new leishei basukkah. I can make 10 leishei basukkahs each day. And yet, I go to a shir in the morning, and then I learn a little bit by lunch, and then I have a chavrusa at night. One birchas haTorah in the morning suffices. Why do I not require a new Birchas HaTorah each time I learn? Just like every other mitzvah. What happens? Why is there no hefsek problem by Birchas HaTorah? Question that Tosfos asks. Before we look at Tosfos' answer, let's see the words. I think this is the third Vilna Gaon that we're going to mention today. The Shnos Eliyahu. The Vilna Gaon's commentary on Maseches Peah on the Mishnah of Talmud Torah Ein Lo Shir. And from this gra, we'll see the first of the two approaches, how we are supposed to view the Chiyuv of Talmud Torah when we are involved in other pursuits of our life. Says the Gra. Again, the part of this Gra is quoted by others. It's a famous part, or we'll make it famous right now, and the other part is what we're going to focus on. Says the Gra, the four lines from the bottom. V'nokara Tana ha de'in l'Talmud Torah shir l'mata. What does the Tana mean by saying there is no shir for Talmud Torah? L'horos. Shetzarecha adam ma'od ma'od l'chabe v'satorah. We must love the Torah extremely, in an extreme way.
to be called teva uteva shalomet ba'avi mitzvah b'fnei atzma. Says the Gra, every single word of Torah is a separate mitzvah. V'haraya sheyotze b'teva achas mitzvah lima, Torah sheikshkula keneged kol ha-mitzvahs. One word of Talmud Torah is equal to all the other mitzvahs. And continuing, v'haklau bazeh sheyemabal ha-talmud Torah afilu mitzvah im yuchol la'asos ha-idei ha-cheirim. Why is the rule that if somebody is involved in learning and a mitzvah comes up which can be performed by somebody else, I should stay learning? Says the Gra, that makes perfect logical sense. Why? V'haseichel mechayev bazeh, second to last line. Every word, and now let's read this together. Im kain, kishalomi lamashal daf echad mekabel kama mea mitzvos. We're all learning together. You know how many mitzvos we get from these 2 hours of learning together? Millions and millions and billions every millisecond of Talmud Torah, says the Gra, is a separate mitzvah. If I spend 2 hours, we have to do other mitzvahs, but when I spend an hour in traffic going to the hospital, I spend an hour there visiting them, an hour coming back, 3 hours, one mitzvah, half an hour of learning, millions of mitzvahs. Says the Gra, V'talmud Torah k'neged kulam. There's nothing like it. That's why seichel mechayev bazeh. V'im kein, bevada yoyzer tov l'kayem mea mitzvahs. Mi mitzvah achas. It's obviously logical to do 100 mitzvahs more than one. Rock, but obviously we know, if there is a person that I want, that is a friend of mine, that I want to go visit, obviously we believe in mitzvahs too. We're not Torah mitzvahs. K'shiyev shel l'kayem ha'idei acher, azay rashoy levatel. But now comes the part that's important for us. The Tana says, turning over, Had the Talmud Torah ain lo shir l'mata l'horos kanal. No shir is referring to this idea that Torah, every word of Torah is invaluable. O kishet sarich le'echol shehu gam kein mitzvah. Or eating, or I might add, any other thing that you're involved in, that's also a mitzvah. And that's why you could do it, says the Gra. In other words, if we just expand these words of the Gra, where he says shehu gam kein mitzvah, everything that we're involved in outside of Torah is also a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to eat. It's a mitzvah to spend time with our family. It's a mitzvah to support Eretz Yisrael, to go to a parade. The Gra says, conceptually, what happens to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah when we're involved in other pursuits? What we would call Oseik B'mitzvah, Pater Bin HaMitzvah. The Chiyuv of Talmud Torah is Chai V'Kayam. The Chiyuv of Talmud Torah never stops. It never stops throughout our lives in every one of our awakened states. And yet, why can we do everything else? Because that's also a mitzvah. Oseik b'mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah. That's why we're involved in it. And that's why, though, the assumption of this Gra, the message for us is, we have to make sure that everything that we are involved in can be viewed in general terms in the world of a mitzvah. And this is the Rambam in Hilchos Deos, which he writes, an oft-quoted Rambam, in source number 17, Sarach ha-adam shi'yichavim libo b'chol ma'isav kulam leidas Hashem baruch hu bilvad. Our whole life must be involved, must have the kavana. When we eat, when we sleep, why are we eating, why are we sleeping? Why do we take a vacation? Why do we do all these things? In order to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu better. That's why. Everything is L'Shem Shemayim. Skipping now to the end of the Rambam in the next Halacha, Nimsa, where it's underlined. Hamahalech b'derech zu kol yamav oveidas Hashem tamid. If everything I do has the proper kavana, I eat to stay healthy in order to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu better. I spend time with our family, shalom bayis, to bring up my children. That's also a mitzvah. If we view everything in that way, says the Rambam, every moment of our lives, we're serving Hashem. Afilu b'shal shenosiv enotein. If I'm honest in business and I have kavana that I'm making a kiddush Hashem, I have a yarmulke on, and everybody sees that I have a yarmulke on. So then, that is a kiddush Hashem. Says the Rambam, the end of the third to last line. Afilu b'shal shehu yashin. Even when a person's sleeping, we make a bracha before we go to sleep. We make a bracha before we go to sleep. Because even the sleeping is part of our avodas Hashem. And the Rambam ends off on the last line, V'alinyan zeh tzibu chachamim kol ma'asecha yil shem shamayim. The assumption, approach number one, what happens to the chiv of Talmud Torah when we're involved in other pursuits? It exists. It's fully there. But, oseik b'mitzvah, pater ben ha-mitzvah. And if we even look back, I didn't see anyone who connects this, but if you look back at the Tosfos, what is Tosfos' answer to his question of why there is no hefsik problem? Why do you have to make a new bracha? What does Tosfos say? Back in source 15, V'yesh lomar, d'shayni Torah, she'eno miyayish daito, a person never forgets it, but then he adds, d'kol sha'a adam mechuyav lilmod. The chiyav never dissipates. The chiyav is always there. That's why there's no hefsek problem. The chiyav is always there. You're right. You're allowed to do other things because osik b'mitzvah, patur ben mitzvah. But the chiyav is always there. Vavi kmo yoshev kol hayom b'lo hefsek. There are other understandings of Tosfos, but this grum might be connected to that. That is one approach of the achronim. Most of the achronim, though, do not take this approach. Most of the achronim follow. We're going to skip number 19 for a minute. We'll see if there's time after. We're going to go to source number 20. Most of the achronim, this is known as the Chiddush of the Stipler of the Kehilas Yaakov. Stipler is bothered by this question about the Hefsek, along with another question. And that is, as we mentioned, there is a principle known as Osik B'mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah. I'm involved in one mitzvah, I'm Patur from another mitzvah. I can't do everything. I'm involved in a mitzvah. But that principle, again, this is a topic of a separate shiur, but in general, that principle does not apply, though, to Talmud Torah. If I'm learning, and my father asks me for a cup of water, I have to get him a cup of water. Right? If I'm learning, and there's somebody I have to go visit in the hospital, I go visit. So why don't you apply the principle of Osik B'mitzvah, Patur B'mitzvah, to Talmud Torah? That's the question of the Rishonim. Why is there no principle of Osik? I'm Osik in learning, says the Stipler. And this is the second of the two views of what happens to the Chiyuv of Talmud Torah when we're involved in other pursuits. V'nira, the right side of the page. V'nira dahageder hukach. This is the definition. To bechol mitzvos chiyuv yosha b'Torah, all obligatory mitzvos, gam kishu anes milakayim ha-mitzvah, v'leko of taina v'tfiya abitula, mikomakum chiyuv aram yale. If I'm on the way to do a mitzvah and something happens and I can't do it, I was ne'enas, my car breaks down and I can't go do the mitzvah and I have to turn around. So the chiyuv of that mitzvah never went anywhere, I just couldn't do it. I'm still mechuyev to do the mitzvah, but there was an ones, what could I do? I want to have an esrog, but there's no esrog in the whole country. So there's no chiyuv of esrog? Of course there's a chiyuv of esrog. But I don't have an esrog, so I can't fulfill it. So that's by all mitzvos, except for one, or maybe two. When it comes to Talmud Torah, when we're involved in other pursuits, says the Stipler, it's not that there's a chiyuv and you're osek b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. The chiyuv of Talmud Torah is to learn at every free moment of our life. When we are involved in other halachically okay pursuits, things that Hashem understands, as Yitzchak Avinu said, eating, drinking, family issues, other communal issues, there's no chiyuv of Talmud Torah at those moments. It's not that there's a chiyuv and it's niftar and it's pushed aside by the other mitzvah, but the chiyuv of Talmud Torah is defined as whenever you have free time. And obviously a person can't say, keep himself busy the whole day, oh, I have no free time, what can I do? We have to be honest with ourselves, and we have to try to make free time for learning, and do our best. But, says the Stipler, this is how we're supposed to understand. He gives the mashal, what about staka? A poor person has zero money, he can't get staka. What, he has a chiyuv? No, the chiyuv of staka is when you have the ability to give the tzedakah, so then there's the chiyuv in the second to last line. Alva kagon mitzvah tzedakah, mishu ani ve'in lo klal malitain, eino begeder anus, rak ptur. Dezeu ikra shir litain tzedakah. When my father asked me to give him a cup of water when I'm learning, at that very second, the chiyuv of Talmud Torah has dissipated. There is no chiyuv of Talmud Torah when another mitzvah presents itself. That's why osik b'mitzvah doesn't apply. Because you're no longer involved in a mitzvah. If there's another mitzvah that presents itself that I'm supposed to be involved in, so then there's no more chiyuv of Talmud Torah. Very different than the Gra. The Gra said there's a chiyuv, but every other mitzvah in the world is osik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. Says the Kehilas Yaakov. This is also echoed in the Ar Sameach and the previous source, which we're not going to read inside. And that is, there is no chiyuv of Talmud Torah when what is involved in other pursuits. Just to read you also as well the words of the Minchas Asher, of Asher Weiss, in source number 12, after he quotes the Ar Sameach on the bottom of the page. Same page on the bottom of page 5. Amnami signon har sameach sham nira tfei. Delav davka misham kia mitzvah acheres v'nitchasa mitzvahs Talmud Torah. It's not that the Torah is pushed aside by another mitzvah. Ela de'ein mitzvah zu misuyemes bizman. The chiyuv of Talmud Torah does not have a specific time. Ve'ein ashava l'chol echad ve'echad. Each person has a different chiyuv. Ela kol adam mitzuveh b'mitzvah atzuma zu l'fi kocho. We each have our own abilities. We each have our own zitzfleisch abilities, how long we could sit for. But whatever we have the abilities for, that's our chiyuv. Tchunas nafsho v'kishronos of our abilities. Ve'ein zeh geder d'chuya. It's not d'chuya, pushed aside. Shetamator nitchem ibnei mitzvos acheros. But, second to last line, dehitira ha-Torah linog minog derech eretz. We're allowed and we're obligated to be involved in other pursuits, kedakan shel bnei adam, like normal behavior. Derech HaKadosh Baruch Hu ha-bochen klayos v'aleiv Hashem, who knows our insides. Yodeya knows if we're being honest with ourselves. Two very different understandings of what happens to the chiyuv of Talmud Torah, whether it exists but it's pushed aside by other mitzvos, or whether it doesn't exist at all, only when there's free time. There is the one final question that we must deal with according to this second understanding, and that is the hefsek problem. Why don't we make a new bracha on Talmud Torah each time we learn again? According to the Gra, we understand the chiyuv never stops. If the chiyuv never stops, then there's never a new bracha that's mandated. But according to Rov of the Achronim that we just said, the Ar Sameach, the Kehilas Yaakov, the chiyuv dissipates. Right after I finish learning in the morning and I go to work, I get on the train, I go to work, and I'm working, there is no chiyuv. The chiyuv starts again by lunch, and then it stops again, and then it starts. So there's no chiyuv. So why don't I make a new bracha each time I open up a sefer? So maybe there's something that's very deep that will help us understand this. And again, this is already bordering on hashkafa, but we're allowed to do that too. Says the Gemara in Baba Kama, and maybe this idea could help us understand the Grah. Says the Gemara in Baba Kama in source 23. Gemara there tells us this is the source of laning every 3 days. V'shiyukarin b'sheni b'chamishi. Says the Gemara, Mondays and Thursdays there's a takana. Ezra was misakein. Ezra tikein v'hamei karavi miskana. What do you mean? Ezra HaSofer made the takana of laning every Mondays and Thursdays? It's much earlier. Moshe Rabbeinu made this takana. Right, this the story of the Bnei Yisrael walked 3 days, they didn't find water. Darshei Rishumos Amru Ein Mayim Ela Torah. What is referred to, Mayim means Torah. Haikal Tzamei Lechula Mayim. Kivet Shalchu Shloshes Yom Ela Torah Nilu. Once they went 3 days without Torah, they became weary and faint. And Moshe Rabbeinu already made the takana to lane every not to go 3 days without Torah. Okay, so the Gemara answers. Maybe Ezra added on some details to have 10 psukim, 3 aliyahs. Okay. Ask the Rav Soloveitchik an amazing question on this Gemara. What's going on here? What does it say? They were thirsty for Torah in the times. When did this pasuk take place? Right after Kriyas Yamsuf. They were thirsty. They couldn't go 3 days without Torah, and therefore Moshe made the takana. The Rav asked, they didn't get the Torah yet. There was no chiyuv of Talmud Torah yet. What were they thirsty for? There was no chiyuv to learn yet. This was right after Kriyas Yamsuf. Well, they had a couple of mitzvahs. They had the Sheva mitzvahs of Bnei Noach, and maybe they had Paraduma and a few psukim. What were they thirsty for? Shabbos, keep it out of aim. But what were they thirsty for? There was no chiyuv of Talmud Torah yet. This was before Kabbalah HaTorah. What does the Gemara mean? Nilu. They became weary because they weren't learning. Says the Rav, let's look at another Gemara. Famous Gemara, and this one is really famous, in Maseches Nida on Daf Lamed. The Gemara tells us that a baby in utero learns Kol HaTorah Kula. The Malach, he has a great Chavrusa, he's taught Kol HaTorah Kula in utero, and then on his way out, and there are no days better than those days, says the Gemara, and on the way out, the Malach gives him a little patch, and he forgets all the Torah. Asks the Olam, everybody asks this question, if you're going to cause him to forget it on the way out, then what's the purpose of teaching it to him in the first place? So if you're going to teach it to him, fine. So what's the purpose of teaching it to him? Oh, you want him to have to work for it. So why do you teach it to him in the first place? Says the Rav, the learning in utero creates a natural, inherent, instinctual connection of every Jew to Torah. The Pintel Yid is created during those 9 months in utero, where we are taught Kol HaTorah Kula, there is an instinctual connection that even if a Jew never opened up a sefer in his life, one day that spark could be rekindled. There is a natural, deep connection that every Jew has to Torah, separate from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. A Jew thirsts, a Jew yearns to Torah, for the Dvar Hashem, to become connected to God's autobiography. They were thirsty, not because of the chiyuv of Talmud Torah. They were thirsty because they had this innate connection and desire to learn the Dvar Hashem. The Rav writes in Source 24, on the fifth line, Kilola da'aga labitoki mitzvah tam Torah, hisha garma latakanis kriyas haTorah. It wasn't the worry because they were mevatel Torah that they got it every 3 days. What was it? End of the line, ha'ayefus v'hamariris hanafshis totsas e asek batorah shehevias akolu deitzluna umered. No chiv of Talmud Torah, but just connection to Torah, which every Jew has. Gemara in Yuma tells us the story of Hillel, the great Tana, that had tremendous patience, that was also very poor. And the Gemara tells us, Hillel mechayev es ha'aniyim. Hillel is mechayev all those who are poor. Source 26, I gave it to you. Hillel made a penny each day, half the penny he spent on food, half the penny he gave to the guard at the door of the Beis Medrash. One day he didn't have enough money, so he couldn't get into the Beis Medrash. He spent half on food, so what did he do? So he went up on the roof. He went up on the roof, he put his ear up next to the skylight and listened as best as he could. And all of a sudden the Gemara says it was a Friday afternoon and it started snowing. And the next morning, the Kehillah comes into the shul and they notice it's dark here. Why is there no sun shining in? And they look up at the skylight and they see a vision of a person. They climb up to the roof. They find a foot of snow on Hillel. Hillel was frozen there. They bring him back into the Beis Medrash and they say, you could come in for free. You don't have to pay anymore. Why did Hillel go up on the roof? He was an anus. He was poor. He had no chiyuv of Talmud Torah. No, he had that innate connection of Torah. He thirsted for Torah. He couldn't not be connected to Torah. Why is there no hefsik problem according to the later group of Achronim? The stipler, the chiyuv stops. But maybe one could suggest a Jew's connection to Torah never stops. Even if one is not learning, even if one is not mechuyev in Talmud Torah per se at that moment, the connection to Torah never stops for a Jew. It's something that he has the old day. And Soloveitchik wrote in another context that there is two types of awarenesses that we could talk about in life. What he called acute awareness and latent awareness. And the Rav gave the mashal. Imagine a mother who has her kids at home, giving them breakfast, getting them off to school. At that moment in time, the mother has acute awareness of her children. They're there, they're in front of her. When the kids go to school, when the kids are on a trip, and the mother is involved in so many other things, there's no acute awareness there. But in the back of a mother's mind, her children are always there. That's the center of her life. There's latent awareness. Even if a Jew is not actually learning at the moment, acute awareness, there's always latent awareness of the Torah. In a Jew's mind, in the recesses of his mind, there's that pintel of yid that was created in utero. A Jew's connection to Torah is never broken and is always there. That's why there's no hefsik problem when it comes to Talmud Torah, because a Jew is never disconnected from Torah. So if we summarize what we've done so far, we started off by saying that the chiv of Talmud Torah is something that defines us. Every person has it, the Rambam says. And even though the Gemara seems to have minimal definitions, just Kriya Shema, just one paragraph, the Rishonim say, no, that's b'diavad, that's only if it's impossible. But really, the chiv is all-encompassing. So he said, if the chiv is all-encompassing, so then how are we supposed to view the chiv of Talmud Torah when we're involved in other pursuits, when we're eating, when we're drinking, when we're doing other things? And we obviously have that allowance, as Yitzchak Avinu defended us against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we said two ideas. Number one, of the Gra, that the chiv is constant, yet everything else is docha that, because they are mitzvos too. Osig b'mitzvah, patam in a mitzvah. And if that's true, the message for us, as the Rambam says, is our whole life has to be viewed as mitzvos. And on the other hand, the second approach we said is that maybe in Achinami, the chiv dissipates. The chiv to learn is only during our free time. But when we don't have free time, there is no chiv. If that's true, then why is there no bracha problem? So that we said the hashkafic idea that a Jew's connection to Torah is never broken and is always there. Getting back to the Siyam as we celebrate, we've spoken about the Torah, we've spoken about the godless of the words of Torah, we finished in 1 minute. This specific Siyam, as has been mentioned, has a very special touch. A couple hundred of us get together each day to study, to work, to experience, to live the ancient words of the Talmud. I'm reminded of a thought that Rav Meir Shapiro, the founder of Daf Yomi, said about a Gemara in Zvachim. Gemara in Zvachim tells us, and this is a beautiful thing to say at your Shavuos table, say at any Shabbos you want, but Shavuos is very appropriate. The Gemara tells us in Masechta Zvachim in Source 27. When Bilhah, when the Kadosh Baruch Hu was giving the Torah, Kishinina Torah Yisrael, how you call the whole Sofa Olamat Sofo. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving the Torah, there was tremendous kolos who brak him all over the world. Everybody was scared. Nobody knew what was going on. And all the nations of the world came to Bilam HaRasha. And they said, Bilam, what is going on? Middle of the second line. What is this? What's going on? Shema Mabul Bala Olam? Is Hashem bringing another flood? Another Mabul? Hashem l'mabul yashav? Amar lahem, he says, no. Hashem already promised there's not going to be another Mabul. So they say, maybe there's not going to be another Mabul of water, but maybe there'll be another Mabul of fire. So he says, no. Hashem promised he's never going to do it again. So they say, what's happening? Bilam says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving Klal Yisrael the Torah. And they say, and he says, Hashem owes la mo yitain, and they answer, Hashem yivarech hazamo bashalom. Rav Meir Shapiro asks, why did they think that Hashem was going to bring a Mabul? So they didn't know what was going on. What's happening? Maybe a Mabul? Why a Mabul? Says Rav Meir Shapiro, unbelievable. In Source 28, I gave it to you. Up until this point in history, says Rav Meir Shapiro, there was only one type of Achdus. There was unity out of Tsaris. There was unity out of a common enemy. In the Mabul, all the animals had to be peaceful or else they wouldn't have survived. The lion and the wolves and the sheep and the giraffes had to get together. Ein Brera. Achdus out of a sense of Ein Brera is Achdus, but it's a low-level Achdus. The Umos HaOlam saw Vayichan Shav Yisrael Neged Ahar, and they said, what is going on here? Is there another Mabul happening? Anti-Semitism, all the nations of the world can come together against Israel, right? They hate each other. But when it comes to a common enemy, when it comes to Tsaris, everybody can come together. Says Bilam HaRasha. No, it's not a Tsaris. This is a type of Achdus that you've never seen before. Vayichan Shav Yisrael Neged Ahar, it's an Achdus based on the Torah. It's an Achdus based on common goals, mutual destinies, shared perspectives on the purpose of life. Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. As we celebrate this Siyum, these words of Rav Meir Shapiro ring true. Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. So many emails that we receive from both YUTorah.org and from CBEY.org, the shul and the yeshiva, it really gives us a daily chance to fulfill the Yichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. We are bound through Torah, conquering time, conquering place. It's really a tremendous chus that I have, that all of us have, to share Torah together. And just before the Siyum, we'd like to invite anyone out there, here and out there, who wants to join us, whether it's listening to our shir, whether it's going to the shir in shul, whether it's setting up a chavrusa. Daf Yomi is a uniting force in Klal Yisrael. And if somebody is not a Daf Yomi learner, it's too fast, I want to learn Be'ian, so set up a Gemar Be'ian Seder in Yevamos. That's also good. Same hours, though. Same hours. That's the challenge. The Sefer HaChinuch writes, one should never push off a good idea. I forgot to photostat it, but I have it here. The Sefer HaChinuch says, in Tuf Mites, we always have good ideas, but sometimes we push them off. Lo yada adam ayilid yom. We never know what tomorrow is going to bring. She'isko shel yom is chadish but yom yom. Our lives have new things each day. Umeidiach es adam midover ladover mitirda latirda v'nimsu kol yom av yosin debahala. Life doesn't get less busy. It's always busy season in life. And when we want to do something, we just have to jump in and try to do it. Unless one say, Yevamos. I'm going to start with Yevamos. I mentioned this online. Let's remember the words of the Zohar. Rashbi, Lag BaOmer. The Zohar says, and this is quoted in the Hakdama of the Aruch Laner in Maseches Nida. I didn't give it to you. If you want to look it up, I'll read it to you. The Aruch Laner the Zohar says that Mashiach is described in Zechariah as Ani V'rocheva Lachamor. Poor and riding on a donkey. Says the Rayad Mehemna. Ani Ihu Taman Besimin Erevin Nida Yevamos. Ani stands for Erevin Nida and Yevamos. Vishar Masnisan Bechlal. Other Limudim are included. Velo Iskari Taman Melech Adarachiv Vesusia Dilei Knesset Yisrael. When's Mashiach going to come? When Klal Yisrael starts being Osek in these challenging Masechtas. Erevin Nidan Yavam is those that we are scared of and shy away from. If we're really Osek, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is about, he already sees starting from yesterday, thousands and thousands of Klal Yisrael being Osek in Yavamis, showing him HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are Tzipisul Yeshua. We are looking forward. We are learning your Torah. Be'ezus Hashem, he should look down upon us and shower us with his grace and tremendous love. And Be'ezus Hashem, we should share more Siyumim in Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh. So let's just quickly make the Siyum. The Gemara in Chagiga ends off. Those who have the shear, have the sheets. Gemara ends off by saying, Amar Reish Lakish, Ein Arshal Gehenim Sholetes Beposhei Yisrael. The fire of Gehenim will not burn even the ones that are negligent amongst the Jews. This was on the separate sheet. If not, I'll read it to you. It's two lines. Kal v'chomer mimizbeach azav. How do we know that the fire will not affect the Jewish people? You learn it from a kal v'chomer, from the mizbeach azav, the little mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash. Ma mizbeach azav, she'ein alav elokobi diner shel zahav. The mizbeach azav only has a thin layer of gold. And yet, kamashanim ein har shalatis bo. How many fires were on the mizbeach, and the gold did not get affected? It was still shiny like the day it was made. Poshe Yisrael, so even the ones who are negligent, shemalei in mitzvahs karimon, they're also filled with mitzvahs like a pomegranate is filled with seeds. Kidichsiv, kefelach harimon rakaseich, al tipkri rakaseich, al rekanin shebecha, al achas kama vakama, surely they won't be affected by the fires. And just one thing I mentioned on Friday in the daf, finishing Seder Moed, unlike the other Sedarim, it's a great Ha'ara. Zrayim Moed Nashim Nizikin Kachim Taris. Why is Moed in the singular? Zrayim, Nashim, Kachim, Taris, Moed. What about Moadim? If you ever hear the question, it's like such a simple, obvious question, and until it's pointed out, now it's pointed out. Yeah, what's going on here? Moadim! What do you mean Moed? So I think I saw this a while ago from the Sifsei Chachamim, one of the commentaries of Maseches Brachos. I think he gives a different answer. But one could give another answer, and that is, because after learning Seder Moed, all Moadim have really one purpose. It's really Moed. It's really to bring us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whether it's Pesachim or Yuma, Rosh Hashanah, Sukkah, Beitza, Megillah, every Moadim, they're all Moed. It's all to be in a state of Lifnei Hashem. It's all to bring us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And just as we have been Zoche to study Seder Moed together, Be'ezus Hashem, we should be Zoche to study many more words of Torah together as well. Hadron Alav Talmud Bavli Seder Moed v'Hadron Chalon. Daitan Alav Talmud Bavli Seder Moed v'Daitan Chalon. Lo Nisashim Minach Talmud Bavli Seder Moed v'Lo Nisashim Minon Lo Ba'am Adim Lo Ba'am Da'asi. Hadron Alav Talmud Bavli Seder Moed v'Hadron Chalon. Daitan Alav Talmud Bavli Seder Moed v'Daitan Chalon. Lo Nisashim Minach Talmud Bavli Seder Moed v'Lisashim Minon Lo Ba'am Adim Lo Ba'am Da'asi. Hadron Alav Talmud Bavli Seder Moed v'Hadron Chalon. Daitan Alav Talmud Bavli Seder Moed v'Daitan Chalon. Lo Nisashim Minach Talmud Bavli Seder Moed v'Lisashim Minon Lo Ba'am Adim Lo Ba'am Da'asi. Hey, Shemay.
Eli Rosner.
My uncle.
Eli?
We knew him. He was old friends.